We're pilgrims on the journey of the narrow road. And those who've gone before us line the way, cheering on the faithful, encouraging the weary. Their lives a stirring testament to God's sustaining grace. Surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, that has won the race not only for the prize, but as those who've gone before us, let us leave to those behind us the heritage of faithfulness passed on through godly light. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. The footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. After all, our hopes and dreams have come and gone, and our children sift through all we've left behind. May the clues that they discover and the memories they uncover become the light that leads them to the road we each must find. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. The footprints that we leave lead them to believe, and the lives we live inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful.
Hallelujah. Amen. BMI, are you excited for the word of God this morning? Well, why don't you stand to your feet? And with Jesus' joy, let's clap our hands as we welcome the anointed and his anointing. Come on, clap your hands. Let's welcome Pastor Chris.
Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we thank you for this morning. We are grateful, thankful in our hearts. We give you thanks for this opportunity. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. blessed morning and a welcome to everyone. And I believe you've enjoyed the praise and worship. And now the main part of the service is the preaching of the word. Amen. And this is the transformation part where your lives start to change. Are you ready for change? Last week, I started to preach about principles for great change. And today I want to continue preaching this as part two, principles for a great change. Reminding you once again that we are fasting. And today is a special fasting day because it is Sunday. Amen. And Sundays, it's very difficult for colored people to fast because we enjoy a big lunch. It's tradition. It's not a bad tradition, but it's tradition. Some of us have changed that now because of the work we do for God. When we freed ourselves from the clutches of Satan, we made God's work more important than anything else. That includes the big lunch. Can I have an amen? Yes. So, it's not easy for us to eat together anymore as a family. But the blessings have come more and more because we put God first. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and other things will be added unto you. Most people preach that you must have, and you see, the devil is real. And you can see it. You don't have to see him, you can see his works. You see the successes of the devil's works all the time. And so we have learned through the years, you must put God first, family second, and the church third. But it's not in the Bible. It's some clever person who tried to make up some story. And then most people, because of the energy on the family, they no more serve God the way they used to. The Bible says if you love God, you must be willing to pay a price. Even so that you can forsake family. Say another amen. Amen. This is the true gospel. In the Catholic Church, they say thanks be to God. They also have like, they don't shout amen. They say together, thanks be to God. Amen. This is the true gospel. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Because if your wife or your husband is not born again, is not spiritual, and he will demand you to be with him, and he will keep you away from the things of God. But you said family first, remember? So you rather look after him to make your family work. If God is not working in your life, your family can't work. And how can you divorce God from the church of God? Jesus said, I am the head. And you form the body. So you can't, if Jesus, it's one thing. You can't have a body without a head. And you also can't have a head without a body. So you can't divorce the church from God. The church is God's institution. Hallelujah. Man didn't make this. We are just coming by for a few years. Then the next generation will do the same thing that I'm doing here. It's the church. And you see, you only have a few years to get involved in the church because unfortunately you don't live forever. So your time is running out now. You can't have another generation. Your grandchildren will have a time to also be part of the church or not. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you don't use your time now, there's not another time. There's not another time. And of course, your rewards one day is directly correlated to what you did for God in the time that you had here. Amen. So don't be fooled by people pressing family before church. It's not so. If any man wants to come after me, hate not his mother, his father, his wife, his children. For my name's sake, even his own life. It's like, it would be nicer to eat big meal, isn't it? and relax in front of the TV and switch the channels and watch football. But you hate that part of your life. For my name's sake, I tell you, that's a true follower of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this afternoon from 3 till 5, we will be praying. And I'm inviting you all to join us. Then we break the fast together and we have some fellowship for another hour. It is wonderful. You will not regret it. It was powerful this week to fast and pray and to prepare our spirits, our inner man. Remember once again that the body, the person you see, this preaching I'm doing now is very important. You need to listen carefully because you will get an understanding of how you can move forward. It's the year of new dimensions. You're supposed to enter into a new dimension. Hallelujah. But because man is a free agent, you know, I can say new dimensions. I can say many great things, but nobody can be forced into a dimension. God made us not robots, free agents. Are you with me? You can choose for yourself if you want to or you don't want to. It's the only difference between man. He's a free model agent. It's like God wants you all to be saved, but he chose not to force you. He wants to see if you really love him. So he gives you your own will. Do you understand? So if you look at me, you see my body, but it's not really who I am. I am inside of me. And all of you have an inside person. It's called the inner man. The inward man or the inner man. Hallelujah. I'm teaching in Symphony, and it's a different teachings I'm teaching them. I taught them there that man is a spirit. Man is not a body. Man is a spirit who has a soul and he lives in a body. Is it hard for you to understand? Man is a spirit. He has a soul. And he lives in a body. So there's three parts: spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't even think they're recording their teachings. But anyway, today I want to teach you again a very important key on principles for change. Galatians 1 verse 23. The Bible here speaks about the Apostle Paul and says, they had heard only that he which persecuted us in the times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed. Put it in the NLT also, please. It says, all they knew was that people were saying, the one who used to persecute us is now preaching the very faith that he once destroyed. This is a very beautiful verse to say that this man was once a murderer and a killer, but there has come a great change. Everybody say great change. From killing them, now preaching to them the very thing that he once wanted to destroy. Hallelujah. That's the power of the gospel. The preaching of the gospel will change your life. Amen. Your life will not be changed through any other thing as powerfully as the preaching of the gospel. It's mysterious, but it works. How can a wicked killer suddenly become gentle? Are you with me? And it's so important that when you become a Christian, that people must see change in your life. Say again, change. Because many claim, I'm born again, but there's no great change. There's small change, but God wants to see great change. Say great change. Hallelujah. How many of you saw the movie Spider-Man? If you don't put up your hand, I'm going to be very angry with you. If you did see it, it means you're lying in the house of God. You saw it, but you just sit like that. You know when you cannot put up your hand? The day you did. Because then your spirit has left your body. Then you'll just lie like this. Then I say, did you see Spider-Man? You say, are you dead now? Are you dead? Are you alive? Are you thankful that you are alive? I don't think so. Because if you are alive, you can say, I can lift my hand. One day you will be like there's a corpse, and we will try to lift your hand, it will just go back. So while you have the strength, you must have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful. Alles vir granted vat jy, né? Hallelujah. So Spider-Man, a spider bit him. And he was woke up one morning and he looked in the mirror and he saw that he had muscles. I'm talking about the real Spider-Man one, not these other funky Chonglong Spider-Mans that came afterwards. The real Spider-Man. Then he made so his... Ah! And then his grandmother... Was it his grandmother? His aunt. His aunt came to knock on the door. And she shouted something through the door. She said, Peter, you've changed. And he looked, he said, great change. Who remembers that sticky? He says, great change. If we are great with our Facebook while it's live, but I saw some preacher while he was preaching like the Spider-Man thingy, then they showed the Spider-Man movie on the TV, like that part that I'm preaching about when he says great change, to prove that I'm not lying. It was Bishop Dagg, he was preaching about James Bond running on the crocodile. So when I watched it, they actually brought that part. While he was preaching, they brought the movie in, how James Bond ran, to show the people what he's talking about. Because when I ask you, cadavers, you say, you know what's a cadaver? It's a dead body. Say great chains. Because Peter Parker said great chains. He's in a great chains. Peter, you've changed. Great chains. No, I think she asked, I don't know. We find that now, then we can see it. Then we can see. She asked, have you changed or something like that? Anyway, now, it's not right for a man to claim Christianity. What's the point of salvation if there is no change? So how can you be as lazy as you were before? Say, Ina. Is there any change from laziness to being flux? Flux? How can you be as immoral as you were before? Immoral means you do bad sexual things. Maybe you're quiet because the sermon is piercing your heart. You claim you are born again, but there must be what? How can you be quarreling as much as you quarreled before you were saved? Sisters, I'm preaching to you. How can you quarrel so much? No. They must be what? And salvation is supposed to bring the change. Because you see, whenever your friends look at you and they don't see change, they won't desire anything. Remember last week I said quickly that your friends do not read the Bible because they are not saved. So your life is supposed to be that example. And young girls, please listen. All right? I was looking at you girls dancing and I realized that you girls are supposed to be with us in the prayer meetings. Anybody who is on my stage must be in the prayer meetings. Otherwise, I will not allow you on stage anymore. You can cut that out of Facebook Live. Because I can't be a hypocrite. Whatever we project from here is spiritual. Because if man is a spirit, listen carefully, then we are feeding the spirit from there. Right or wrong? So prayer and fasting is a spiritual strengthening. Right or wrong? So we come here to also feed you. Not body, spirit. So if you're not in the spirit, then don't be here. Sorry for Facebook. I'm a father, not just a pastor. Say amen. You are welcome in the church all the time. Everybody is welcome here. You can be the greatest murderer, the greatest drunkard, the greatest drug addict. Please don't get me wrong. You are very welcome and I will even love you and hug you.
But as for ministering to people, you must be changed. Can't be hypocrite. Worldly and Sunday holy. No. So I was thinking, shame, they're so small. You see, they're so small, but in the flesh, the human nature, the sinful nature, they do other things like adults. So why can't they pray like adults also? Only when it comes to the spirit, then suddenly they're children. But when it's other things, I know things. Then are they alles kinders, hulle kan nie kom bid nie, hulle is kinders, maar hulle kan aan nog goed doen. Forgive me for preaching like this. I'm supposed to preach to the people on Facebook. That's why I don't like this recording stuff. One day they'll take me to jail for some things I say. But I'm not afraid. Paul also went to jail, so I guess I should also visit somewhere sometime. Don't you love truth? The truth you know will make you free. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are the people going to see change in your life? And then quickly, I'm just recapping now. You see, then the change that will come to you. Because Jesus changes lives. Amen. And the fact that there's no change in your life, listen to this, doesn't mean that salvation is not real. No, it's real. Salvation is true and it's real. Praise God. So if your life is not changed, it is because there are certain things you are not doing properly. God saves us by grace, but we don't grow by just by grace. We grow by certain foods we eat and by certain practices we do. Are you listening? Yes, you are saved, you are born again, but to see a change, you must also do certain things. And last week, I started to explain the first thing you must do, you must grow up. Because if you are born again, it means you are just born. A baby is not born an adult. When babies come out, they are small, they cry, and they need nurturing. And they can't impact the world. I mean, is any of us talking about the baby that's very famous? No. It's when you grow up, you can make an impact in the world, isn't it? When you grow up, you can make a change in the world. That is why, if you stay a small baby Christian, you will not influence the world. You must grow up. And last week, I gave you 3 keys how to grow up. Give it to me again if you were listening. What was number 1? How to grow spiritually? Somebody speak quickly. Do not be afraid. You're on Facebook Live. The camera can turn to the person who's speaking. Sister Nancy. Feeding yourself on the word of God. You're going to grow. It's like baby food is to a baby. So is the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you read your Bibles, Christians? Do you have Bibles? Number 1. Then number 2, do you read them? You must. Say another amen. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. You're such nice people. Yeah, at KB. Is that your Bible? I can see you read your Bible. It's the fruit is displayed in your ministry. Glory to God. What was the other thing? Sister Nancy gave us 1. Quickly. The other people that's coming here to listen to me preach. Well, what did I say last week? Say again. Renew your mind with the word of God. Anything else? There was another one there. There was the 3 to grow spiritually. Speaking in tongues builds up the inner man. Physical exercise builds the outer man. Speaking in tongues. How can the baby grow inside? Because the baby is a spirit. You can't see him. You must grow by speaking in tongues. Praying in tongues, and I will lay hands on you if you really desire to be filled with the Spirit and speak in tongues. So those were the 3 keys by you must grow into a man, feeding on the word of God. And also the last one was what? fellowship. Regular fellowship.
Amen.
Listen, people, I don't have to preach much. Yes, this is, that's enough for you. Look, the fact that you're not growing, is there the three? You're not reading the Bible. You're not coming regularly to church. We almost clap hands for you when we see you after a long time. But you, it's okay, but you will not grow. You're a baby. You were saved 5 years ago, but there's no development in you. It's not what God desires of you. Would you be happy if your child stays a baby and is already in grade 7, but he must wear a nappy to school? And his popo stink worse than a baby's popo. You won't be happy. So why do you think God is happy with you? Pastor, but blame is ekasi.
No, 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 no. No, you must grow. Is it good preaching?
Maybe you don't like it, but it's true. It's true. You should have been working from the front that way. You should have been very useful now by the chains. Are you planning to sit for the rest of your life and look at me and learn? Hear me preach? I hope that's not what you desire. No, you must desire to become an effective, influential, powerful man and woman of God. That's normal growth. You see, like you will grow up to go to school, to go to university, to go to work, to marry a wife, to have children. That's normal. That's your desire. If you don't do that, we'll think you're abnormal. We'll think you're sick. You were a case, a Stuckland case. So why no spiritual growth? Come on. Hallelujah. I love my preaching. Is there any money I can give myself some? Hallelujah. Then I said, number two, renew your mind. Your mind must be renewed. Your mind must be renewed by the word of God. Hallelujah. I said transformation takes place by the renewing and the reprogramming of the mind. What comes in is what you can. Your mind is a computer. And the devil makes your mind the place where he fights. Actually, you must fight to choke chains. Are you with me? If you sit still, you will never change. You must. It is a fight to change. It is a fight to change. My life has changed. I met certain people that had helped me to change my life. And by going in that direction, it caused me a lot of fighting. I had to leave others behind to go up. Because nobody really... The world is a strange place, huh? People wouldn't like you to develop beyond them. Are you listening? So sometimes people's arguments of you, it's just because that they don't understand that you have been renewed in the mind. Do you see? Any belief system that you are receiving is what is being programmed into you. Now, if you're visiting here, you can't understand what we're saying or what we're doing because it's not been programmed into you. Yeah. They hit the hard drive, but your hard drive is full of good. Waar jy gesit het, het hulle goed in jou kop gesit. Verstaan jy? So jy dink net soos hulle in jou kop gesit het. I hope you understand what I'm saying. There where you come from, there somebody has programmed you. What you were watching, what you were listening. So when I speak and you can't understand me, it's because your computer is not on this level. But if you constantly be feeding the word of God, the mind is going to change. You say, hey, as the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. Huh? The Bible says. Now you are always thankful. Now you come, I'm thankful. Now God say, for an cake, they say, what is your so by your donkey for pastor? But I say, mine was the program in Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks. Always be thankful. Have a spirit of thankfulness. You see, the mind is transformed by the preaching of the word. Are you listening? And dan het ek gegaan, verder gegaan. I said, you must listen to preaching on the tapes. Like now we have Facebook Live. And we also have, And listen, please, this is recorded. Huh? You people who don't grow spiritually, I will just rewind this thing for you every time. Because I will tell you, I gave you the keys. You remember one Sunday I came to preach. Great change. But you didn't change. Go back and listen to the preaching. Because I even gave you the keys. Renew your mind. Fellowship regularly. Read the Bible. There's not another way. The door is only one door. You must come in by that door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I was saying yesterday to the members, we had a wonderful session yesterday at the church. Saturdays, we spend a lot of time at the church. We enjoy the work of God. Amen. You'll come to a place, I prophesy over you, you'll come to a place where church will not be a drag for you. You will be excited to come to church. My daughter played me a clip of a voice message that she got from LP Deirdre's daughter. Is not here now. The mother told the child, you can't go to church because you must do your homework. So she played me the clip and she said, Daddy, wait, let me play. You think I'm lying to you? I'm going to play. Don't tell her. I don't tell her. Nash. No, Jamie sent it to me. Listen, then you see, the child is crying because the mother said she can't go to church tonight. She must finish her homework, which was right. You understand? You must also balance. You must do your homework. You can't be dumb at school and all. But I'm showing you the desire for the child to want to be in the house of God. Can I catch me? Facebook is a good thing. Thank you, it's a good thing. Yeah. I'm going to keep it like this. Just lift my volume. Is it working like that?
Hello, Jamie. I'm not going to be at church tonight. So, if Pastor Robin asks you about the filters, then you must just tell him about what Daddy said. And I'm not going to be because I have too much homework and my parents said I must stay at home.
You hear the last part?
Hello, Jamie. I'm not going to be at church tonight. So if Pastor Robin asks you about the filters, then you must just tell him about what Daddy said. And I'm not going to be because I have too much homework and my parents said I must stay at home.
It's beautiful, brother. It's beautiful. And I see, and this is what I wanted to say by doing this. I see a bright, great future for a girl like that. If the enemy doesn't come and steal her, she's got a bright future in God's work. And all of you, whatever you desire, do it through God. Don't do it through any other means. This is the only way. Hallelujah. Say chains. Listen to preaching. Listen to it. Then we ended by saying, change your friends. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Can I preach? You see, preaching is not about me thinking what I must say that I can offend you. I must just preach the word. If the word offends you, please sort it out with the Lord. It's not me. Amen. Now, one of the important things that affects your ability to change is your friends. Say amen, somebody. Because they're with you more than your pastor is with you. Hallelujah. You spend, 2 hours in the church, but you spend a lot of time with your friends. And it is one of the prices you must pay to show a change in your life. Because if you stay with your old friends, you will not change. I can guarantee you, you will not change. There won't be a change. In actual fact, you run the risk of being backsliding. You run the risk of backsliding if you stay with your old friends. Is this how? This is the price for following Christ. There's a price. You must pay for it. Amen. you are born again, there will be no change in your life if you don't change your friend. Here's the saying I like so much. Show me your friend. And I will tell you about your spiritual state. Nou moet julle mooi luister, né? Show me your friends. And I will show you your spiritual state. I was talking to one of our members the other day about one of the orangus that left the church but constantly visits there. And I said, show me your friends. Then I will show you your spiritual state. I want you, that thing to sink into you. No, Pastor, it's not me. It's got nothing to do with her. Low state. I've got nothing to do with her. Rejection of the church. Show me your friends. Then I will show you your spiritual state. Because that's the type of thing. How does somebody stimulate your spiritual level if they have a negative understanding of the things that must make you grow? How? What do you find pleasurable in such a person's environment? There's nothing to say. There's nothing to talk about. So that's another clear way of explaining to you why we have the mind, you see, the transformation of the mind to show that, yes, other churches don't do that. Other churches don't have spiritual growth then. Are you with me? Other churches don't warn us from staying away from orangus, then other churches don't have the spiritual levels, you see. Do you understand? Friends, say friends. You must change your friends. How can you continue to be friends with liars, thieves, fornicators, adulterers of this world? How can you be pure if you maintain all these friendships? If you keep your old friends, you will look foolish. Whenever you try to do what is right, they will almost say, every time we want to smoke a dagappel, you say you can't because you're born again. You start to look foolish because you don't belong there. Amen. You know, I've tried my best as to be like a father to you, whether you don't like it, you don't have to. So I'm always talking, and my preaching is almost so very, what's the right word? Unbeskaft. But you unbeskof, unrefined, according to some people's understanding. So I'll tell girls, don't be with this. The boys want to sleep with you. Da, da, da. Say, hey, Pastor, why you talk like this? You see, this is the truth and the reality if we don't come with pretense. So in our church, we have more than one situation where once I told them, don't mix with boys. Because I'm giving you warning, you see. Mentorship is getting wisdom without the pain. Mentorship is getting wisdom without experiencing the pain. Because somebody is telling you before, you must don't do this because it will pain. And don't listen. So we had a case in the system where they don't. No, it's just a friend. It's an unbeliever friend. Huh? It's an unbeliever friend. Then you have pregnancy. Then you have future disruption. No goals, no visions. Everything is down. Because when you heard the warning, you heard the advice from a mentor, you thought, no, maybe this thing of friends, maybe it doesn't work for me. Pastor is preaching, but maybe it's not for me. And you must feel the pain. You must feel the pain. Are you with me? Tonight at my at the prayer meeting, we are doing this song. Where did the people go that were once here? Have you seen her? We are doing it because, you see, it will be the start of your... I saw an advert in the week, they're selling Manchester United tires.
They said it helps you go downhill. Yeah, it grips as you go downhill. They're joking because of Manchester is not doing well. But I'm just using that to say, I also give you friendship tires to grip you as you're going downhill. Downhill. Dancers, as you dance, you know, you dance so nice. They actually dance very nice this morning. Did you clap for them? Clap for them again. So I'm leaving. But I remember the group that danced when we started our church. They were very powerful and dynamic. And I also told them, the preaching I'm giving you now is the same. I didn't change the preaching because the word of God can't change. So I said, don't mess with unbeliever friends. Don't mess with them. No. They did their own thing. Say thing. Yeah, and look what happened to them. Look what happened to them. It's a sad story, a tragic story, like what happened to Samson. It's sad if you get out of the will of God. And God sends you a man like me to warn you, to preach to you, to guide you, to mentor you. You still do your, you are so rebellious, you do your own thing. You must buy yourself Manchester United tires. It helps you go downhill. Sorry about that, Pavan. Principle number 5. After you are born again, a great change will come into your life if you fellowship a lot. Fellowship a lot. Not fellowship. Fellowship a lot. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10 verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Say amen. Praise the Lord. We are in the world, people, but we are not of the world. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Everything in the world is cold, but you are hot. So how can you be there? You see, so if we remove you from the fire, your hotness will start to go cool. I mean, you like braai. South Africans love braai. They say we're the kings of braai. So if you know, if you braai with charcoal, those big black charcoal, you see, when it's together, then it glows. You see it glow? You ever look at the fire or you just look at the food? You must look at the fire sometimes. You see it glows. It's a big lesson in the fire. So if you say the fire is too hot, then you remove that one called the city in cool ki city da in kan. Then later you see glow, then it start to go. Then the flame ki go dead. The flame is starting to extinguish. It's going out. Then later you can even pick it up with your two fingers. Yeah. But if you bring it back to the fire, then suddenly it starts to glow again. Because the other coals is giving it heat. Be careful if you start to find yourself not fellowshipping a lot. You will never grow spiritually. And people cannot desire Jesus by looking at you, because there's no great change in your life. But if you fellowship a lot, hallelujah. Come on now, I'm preaching. You young people, I don't see you at the other fellowship meetings. I don't know what spirit has come here over KB, that these people come to church on a Sunday morning, but when we are busy on other events, I don't see them. It's not right. It's wrong. Because everybody is doing it doesn't mean it's right. Oh, it's wrong, sorry. When many people are doing something, it doesn't mean it's the right thing. Because few will be found on the road of righteousness. Amen. And if few are doing something, it doesn't mean it's wrong. I'm preaching to you that fellowship is one of the keys, not fellowship, a lot of fellowship that will make you change. You don't want to believe me? Then look at those who fellowship a lot. There's the proof. It's in the pudding, in the dessert.
Look at those who fellowship a lot. You see the change. You know why? They're constantly being programmed the word of God. They're constantly being transformed by the word of God. The waters of the word are washing them clean. You get a wash once a week. Do you wash once a week in your body? I'm talking about the inner man. You see, my whole preaching is about wat is binne in jou. En dat zijn nie geestelike, sy ding net aan buite. Lipstick was, smeer vir jou perfume aan, kam jou hare. Maar jou binne mens, hy het een keer week gewas. Oeh, is een ina. Ina is an Afrikaans word we use for if it hurts. Are you with me? Sorry to say. As my pastor always says, excuse me to say. Dis die waarheid. Little fellowship, no change. Boys, are you listening to me? You need to make this change. You only have one life, then it's over. One life, then it's over. Choose the right way now. Don't wait till it's too late. Choose it now. Fellowship, a lot. Fellowship a lot. When do we meet again, brother? This afternoon at 3, isn't it? You coming again for fellowship? Wow! You see the change. Stand up. Look. Turn around. See. Turn around. See. He used to be a... Sit down. He used to be a garage boy. He used to throw petrol in. I don't think you want to change. I really don't think my young boys here want to change. Because I'm giving you, I mean, if somebody gives you a solution to become great, you don't want it. You want to be ordinary. You want to be nothing. A man is giving you the solution to be great. My son phoned me from Carolina, South Carolina. I'm talking to him all the time. And I constantly remind him, I said, boy, you will become great. You will become a great man if you keep listening to me. You keep praying. You keep listening to the tapes. Regular fellowship. I'm giving him the keys. I see you becoming so great. You're already great. I'm taking the taxi. You're flying around in the States. You've become great because you love God. You love His word. You fellowship a lot. So I see it. I'm not preaching theory to you. I'm preaching what I see with my eyes. I tell you. These things I'm saying is not. It's just sad that you hear it and you don't apply it. It's sad. The enemy is like, he's pressing you. You see, listen to me. My wife, she loves to watch ID. It's on channel 171. It's when these evil people, they kill girls and so on. So sometimes then I also watch with her. So I realized that girls who fight back for these murderers, they have a chance of escaping. Girls who do nothing, it's like they just press your face in the sand and you die. You see, I'm talking about this investigation. Do you know what I'm talking about? Anybody here? Say yes or no. Are you dead? Are you a cadaver? Are you a cadaver? You're going to have a chance to like this, but not now, okay? So you press your head in the sand. But the girls who fight back, even if they don't survive, even if they do not survive, no? Because of their fighting back, they leave evidence that eventually the police will catch the crook. Do you understand? So I realize that if you just lie like you lie, the devil will just do this with you. Do it. Most of it. Frick, goodbye, Marai. Yeah? And that's how the enemy is smearing all of you dead, because you don't fight for chains. You don't fight to chains. Sy sit net soos 'n dooie ding. 'N drukkie duivel jou kop in die sand. Mos dood te. Goodbye, Marai. Now they say, where's the evidence of fighting? They say, they found under her nails the skin of the person. They send it for DNA sampling. And they say, maybe it's him. They check his DNA. They check the nails. Ah, it's a seller. I say, get him. You'll never get the devil because you don't fight back. We can't catch the enemy that attacks you because you're lying like this. Maak my ma dood. And the enemy is busy. busy smearing all of you to murder you. And you sit like that. You need to fight back, man. Fight back, man. Dari dung, man. For my American audience, dala means do not sit still, but use your fist and hit the devil back. Amen. So it's like Christianity is here. We are all Christians, right? And we're not all we're not all saints. We're struggling. We're fighting the flesh because the devil is us. But you can't sit still. You can't sit like this and he's killing. The pastor says, fellowship a lot. You say, okay. Say, okay, fellowship a lot. Then let me try. Let me try this. Let me try and fellowship a lot. I don't have a lift. Is there anybody that can pick me up? I want to come to church tonight. Can you pick me up? Oh, you can't. Okay. No. You can't. Okay, can you? No, you can't. Can you? Oh, you can. Okay, I'm going with you. Fight. Hoekom moet dit dan so met jou gaan? Hoekom moet dit dan so met jou gaan? Wil jy nie verander nie? Say change! Say great change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm still preaching. If my time is right. You will not burn out, but you will glow like a coal in the fire. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful my children are listening to preaching tapes. They fellowship a lot. Yeah. Wouldn't you like it? Your children want to go to church, even if you don't go. You can also have it. If you do the same things I do, you will have the same results I have. It's very simple. That's why I copy so much. I copy my pastor a lot. Because I want the things he has. So all I have to do is do the things he does. Yeah. And you see, for praying, like we are a little behind. For praying and speaking in tongues. Those people pray for hours. It's the only thing we are lacking. Not the only thing, a few things we're lacking. But I want to really push us into that dimension. We are our time. For spiritual growth is more than outside growth. We're good at outside growth. We like to dress nice, isn't it? And we spend a lot of time making our bodies look nice. But we don't do much inside growth. But I see you changing in Jesus' name. And then number 6. You must be endured with the power of the Holy Spirit. This is so important because you can't change yourself. Luke 24 says, verse 49, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Say amen. It takes power to be a Christian. Huh? Because the world, I'm not blind to this. The world is full of pleasures, temptations. Why do you think Jesus taught us, pray and say, Lord, lead me not into temptation. There's a lot of temptations and things we desire. Girls desire boys. True or not true? And small boys desire girls. Not just boys, small boys also. Hey. They start small, even in primary school, they fall in love with their teachers. Just how the human nature is. So desire boys. So clean. Can you upwash? Can you koi up maki? Can you toilet skoon maki? But it's a boy. And the ma smile look with you. The ma koop for you a chocolate om for your boyfriend to give. Here, Jesus. Say, Christ, I'm a maas. Alles mal. He's sending the child downward with Hankook tires. But you desire, isn't it? We all desire things. Let me show you. So to help us You see, it's even, look, I've always been honest with you. I try to be as courteous and as refined, is the good word, as I can be. But I'm honest with you. Like I always say, men have a general lust for more than one woman. I'm preaching the truth, even if it's not nice to hear, but it's how it is. Ladies, you must understand it. Man has been made with that thingy that he has an inborn fight against lust. If you didn't know it today, Pastor's telling you. So, the fact that he's with you alone, it needs a lot of power. Somebody said, he doesn't know an unbeliever that is faithful to his one wife. The wife thinks it is, but generally it's not so. Because in Romans 1 verse 8, it talks about the depraved mind of an unsaved man. One of it is he breaks covenant. He's a covenant breaker. So the marriage covenant you break. I know believers also break the covenant, but what I'm saying is here, an unbeliever, because his spirit is not born again, he has it in him in his nature to be a covenant breaker. So when this one young girl got pregnant and so on, she did it with this boy, and then eventually she said, "No, he's leaving me. He's leaving." I said, "It's natural, because it's the natural instinct. He's a covenant breaker. He's not gonna stay with you. He just used you. You didn't listen to the mentor when he was helping you." Are you with me? But what I'm saying is that for us to put the flesh in its place, you can't do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. You need to be endured with power. Holy Ghost power. You see, you don't even want to read the Bible. You don't listen to come to church. You have no power. You are pup. You need Pac-Man power pills. Hallelujah. When you eat power pills, you get strength. You need power. Hallelujah. To stop to do what is natural. This is what I wanted to say. It's natural for the man to do that. It's natural for the woman also, in a sinful nature, to scowl the man all the time. But you, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then the fruits of the Spirit is now displayed. You see, then gentleness, kindness, and meekness is starting to flow through you. Sy is so rof en hom beskof, want sy laat die natuurlike gedeelte van die vlees oorvat in jou. Ja, sy kan besem slaan, sy kan koppies gooi, sy kan bore breek. Ons ken vir jou. We know things. Maar as die Heilige Gees op jou kom, then your flesh is under submission, under control, because your spirit is now stronger. So it's natural to do it. You see, it's natural to fight like Waffles and Mo. It's natural to be like that lady. Well, is she Mo or she Waffles? She's Mo. I said, "Dim Mo." Let me close. Glory be to God. So you wonder how can a drug addict change? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Smokers can stop smoking by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say amen, smokers. Yes, thank you. Fornicators are able to preach. Look, a fornicator is someone who constantly have sex with many women. One day the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you'll be able to preach even if the girls you slept with are sitting in the audience. The Holy Spirit can change you completely. There's power. Jesus told the disciples, "Don't go yet. Wait, because you people are going to be too weak." You understood the natural temptations of all of us. And the reason why many of you can't really continuously come to serve the Lord, you need the Holy Spirit to be with you. Yeah. Amen. I tell you, he will lead you to the quiet waters. Huh? You will not put on Bob Marley. Suddenly you'll put on Don Moen. Jesus is the shepherd of my soul. You listen to the songs that feed your spirit. And you will listen to preaching. Suddenly you'll sit 1 hour. You don't have to run around. You can sit quietly and listen to a man preaching. That's when the Holy Spirit is on you. Are you desiring that spirit? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And change will come. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Change will come. And then lastly, you must pray and speak in tongues if you want to build your spirit man. 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. In the spirit he's speaking mysteries. But if you prophesy, you speak unto edification, exhortation, and comfort. Now it says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. I would that you all speak in tongues. Amen. Speaking in tongues builds you up like nothing else can do. You will not find a shallow, unchanged person who speaks in tongues every day. And I'm encouraging you, if you have the infilling of the Spirit and you can speak in tongues, use it as a weapon every day, every day, every day. Because you are calling on God in a secret language. And you are binding demons in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's a secret weapon given to you by God. But the reason why we don't want to speak in tongues is because we want to hear ourselves and we want to understand what we're saying. Tongues means you don't understand what you're saying. Say amen. You have to believe that you are praying to God when you speak in tongues. And it can make you pray for a long time. Hallelujah. And at the end you say amen, but you don't know what you said. You said Shabakate Bundalaba Shekeaba. Amen. But what did I say? I don't know. The Bible says it's a gift to enable you to speak mysteries to God. Because you do not know what you must pray for as you ought. You are praying. You are praying for your dog, your cat, for ruffles, for waffles. You are praying for these things, for pancakes, for eggs and bacon. But you don't know what you must pray for as you ought. You see, that's not what God wanted you to pray for. But your own mind tells you, let me pray for my job. Let me pray for my children. But God wanted you to pray for something else. That's a devil that's coming to attack you tomorrow evening. When you come around that corner, there's an enemy that has planned to attack you. You won't know it. But now when you start praying in tongues, the Spirit prays through you and rebukes the demon that is waiting for you at the busy corner. Rebukes the boy that is coming to tempt you and eventually become your friend and sleep with you, make you pregnant and destroy your whole future. But because you didn't have the weapon of tongues. I can see this is teaching is too deep for KB. I'll go preach it at Symphony. It's a mystery of praying things you don't understand. But it's a gift from the Spirit. Tongues are not from the devil. So the Spirit will guide your tongues. And you'll be praying for things and you'll be rebuking devils and demons. Or you're going to be like the Gadava that says, Krak mema duwet anisim. Fight for chains. I said fight for chains. I see God changing you. Stand you three girls. Where's the other one? Oh, you three stand. Maybe you are blessed to be here. Those who don't sit in the front rows don't get the blessing. Because there was more empty seats, but they chose to run to the back. Listen. Others have gone before you. Where's Virgil? He sang that song. May all who come behind us find us faithful. Wait. May all who follow me and look at me find me faithful. What does the other word say? May the fire of my devotion light their way. May the footprints that I leave lead them to believe. And the life I live lead them to obey. Shayabo kandalabo shekaya baba. Lift your hands. Can that be your prayer? That the footprints that you leave, that others can follow it. And may the life that you lead others to obey. You can live that life. I gave you the keys this morning. Principles for a great change. Now, others have gone before you and they've hopelessly gone down and crashed. If you do the same that they did, you too will crash like they did. But if you follow those, like he's singing, yeah,
You see? Let me step for you a footprint. There are those who survive. There are those that are blooming and glowing in Jesus. Follow what they do. Then all who comes behind them will find them faithful. Are you faithful? What are you leaving behind for your children? You girls, you don't have children yet, but soon you will have children. What testimony will you leave for them? I thank you, Jesus. Father, we need you. The enemy is crushing believers in the sand and leaving corpses in the desert. I pray that fire will fall to ignite the life of the believers, that they will desire the infilling and the endowment of power of the Holy Spirit. The endowment of power. Pashe konto kotebaha.